You're listening to SBS News.
Mayville in Pitsenoi was at a Mother's Day fundraising barbecue last year in the Solomon Islands capital, Honiara.
I was standing right on the bomb. I didn't hear the blast, but I heard the hissing sound, and I was turning around.
The 50-year-old carries the scars of war. An unexploded Second World War US artillery shell detonated in the ground underneath the barbecue.
I saw these two fingers hanging, but this one was already gone. It's already missing when I lift my hand. And from my shoulder right down to my fingers, this part of my body was hanging down.
Ms. Pitanoi's flesh was flayed to the bone on her arms and legs, and she has significant abdominal injuries. Amazingly, her face was untouched.
The people who own the bomb, I think they're responsible for what is happening to me.
Also there that day were 29-year-old Raziv Hilly and father of four, 38-year-old Charles Noda. Both had their legs blown off and later died. Billy Booker was also at the barbecue and tried to save his cousin Charles's life.
We were the innocent victims of what they did here. We never asked for them to come and wage war on our islands.
A bustling city built on a battlefield, Honiara is littered with possibly thousands of unexploded bombs and shells. Deaths across the country from them are commonplace. There are no reliable statistics, and there's no government support for victims or families, like those of Charles Noda.
I believe there should be some form of compensation. Charles has children that, I mean, who will support the children?
In Solomon Islands, the United States halted the Japanese advance in the Pacific in 1942. Now with China's regional push, the symbolism of the Battle of Guadalcanal this month saw high-level US and Japanese delegations attend. In a speech at the commemoration, Solomon Islands Minister for National Security, Anthony Veke, had a message for them on unexploded ordnance.
The government would like to reiterate the call for scaled-up effort to remove UXO, chemical materials and debris that continue to pose a security threat to the people of Solomon Islands.
The commemorations for the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Guadalcanal have once again highlighted Solomon Islands' massive problem with unexploded devices. Three bombs were found during preparations at one memorial site alone. Australia is leading international clearance efforts in the Solomons. For more than a decade, it's provided training and millions of dollars in funding. Australia's Minister for International Development and Pacific, Pat Conroy, visited disposal operations in Honiara during the Guadalcanal commemorations.
If more needs to be done, I'm happy to talk to the Solomon Islands government about that, and I would urge every other development partner of the Solomon Islands to think about how they can contribute in this area.
It's an ongoing issue. The US delegation, led by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, came armed with $1 million for clearance efforts, adding to $7 million given over the last decade.
Yes, I quite understand. If I lived here and I was worried every day that one of my kids might step on a landmine, I would want every single bit of unexploded ordnance to be gone.
In March, Japan gave almost $1 million in specialized clearance equipment. But for Billy Booker, that's nowhere near enough.
It's amazing to see they spent, as you say, trillions of dollars to build weapons to kill people, and they would only give you just a few million dollars to clean up.
Families want a comprehensive response, including new medical facilities at the dilapidated National Hospital, to give future victims of a long-ago war a fighting chance.
Yeah, I believe if we had an ICU unit at the National Referral Hospital, fully equipped, Raziv and Charles would have been saved.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.